This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
The notion that the ocean I grew up with is not something that I can pass on to my kids and my grandkids is unacceptable. It's unimaginable.
That's President Obama earlier today as he announced the creation of the first national marine monument in the Atlantic Ocean. The Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument sits 130 miles southeast of Cape Cod on the southern edge of Georgia's Bank. It's almost 5,000 square miles, the size of Connecticut, a submerged ecosystem of oceanic canyons, vivid corals, teeming marine wildlife. As a result of today's declaration, oil and gas exploration and drilling are banned in the area, as well as most commercial fishing. That's why many in the New England fishing industry are protesting Obama's executive order today. We'll hear from them in just a moment. But first, the scientific view. Tim Shank is a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and he joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
So first of all, Mr. Shank, describe to us a little bit more about the Northeast Canyon Seamount and Seamounts Marine National Monument. What exactly is there that is of such great national value?
Sure, I'd be happy to. These are three canyons are designated in this area, and these are canyons that are about the size or larger than the Grand Canyon. They were formed tens of thousands of years ago when sea level was much lower and rivers cut through the continental shelf. And since that time, they've become submerged. And if you continue off coast to the east from these canyons, you'll run into four mountains that are inside our economic exclusive zone that we have here. And they are mountains that come up about a mile off the seafloor, and they're rugged terrain that you might think of as a mountain terrain. And they have live corals and fish. A variety of ecosystems, sponge ecosystems, that are often found nowhere else on Earth. And these seamounts are very important scientifically because we believe there's places where new species form. These are places that are relatively isolated from other places in the deep sea, and so those animals that live there, the species that live there, may be nowhere else.
Okay, so what effect, if I may ask, does today's declaration then have on our scientific understanding and our future scientific understanding of these ecosystems?
Well, that's a great question because the management plan for how we're going to work inside this monument as scientists has yet to be written, and that'll be shaped in the coming months. But what it means, I think, for scientists is that we're getting across to the public now, and the American public and our government is now realizing how important these natural resources are, these coral ecosystems that we have. We don't know that much about them. They'd be very important in terms of disease. They produce a lot of enzymes and proteins. They may be useful in disease, in fighting diseases. And they're also very vulnerable, and we need them for fisheries. We have juvenile fish, a variety of species that use these corals as their sanctuaries, as their hatcheries. So scientifically, they're very important to us, and we don't understand much about them. We've only been studying these canyon areas for the last 5 years.
Well, is this the best way to preserve a marine ecosystem like this? And I ask with this specific question in mind. You know, I've heard that this area on the edge of Georgia's Bank has been called a submerged Yellowstone. But when you're talking about terrestrial national parks, you know, those are created in part so that people can go visit them, appreciate the grandeur of nature, right? And really connect with that aspect of the natural wonders in the United States. But most people aren't ever going to go 130 miles off the coast of Cape Cod and actually visit what's under the water there.
Perhaps not yet, but with our growing observatories network that we have in the United States, it may be possible sooner than you think. To be frank with you, just 2 years ago, we were down in these areas, this submerged Yellowstone, if you will, broadcasting live 24 hours a day off the seafloor back onto the internet for anyone to watch and make discoveries along with us. I think it's going to take a while before people realize that they have this link, some of these links on the internet to see these things and make these discoveries in real time with scientists. And so, but I understand your point is that this is a far off place, perhaps, even though it's only 100 miles off our coast, that people don't see every day. And that's an issue that ocean scientists fight all the time, that there are valuable resources down there, things we don't understand yet, that are so important to us. I mean, every other breath we take comes from the plant life living in our ocean, giving us oxygen. But people don't really think about that in their day-to-day life.
Well, one of the reasons why this area is currently so pristine and so valuable, fishermen say that it's because they're currently having a very minimal impact on it. And they are, at this point in time, harvesting fish there and crab in a sustainable way, and that there's no reason for them to be banned from fishing in this area.
Yeah, that may certainly be true. I've seen no data to suggest that it's sustainable or not sustainable in that regard. The fishing typically happens at a much shallower depth at the tops of these canyons. These canyons extend from 400 meters down to 4,000 meters. And normally the fishing is done around 300 to 400 meters at the start of the canyon. You mentioned at the opening of the show that you have about 5,000 square miles of protected area now in this monument. But you know, if you think about last year, the Obama administration set aside 730,000 square miles around Hawaii. Mm-hmm. This is a very small area in comparison, and it's only three canyons. I'll say, I'm not an advocate in any way. My goal as a scientist is to provide the data by which decision makers can make their best decisions. But there's three canyons here that of 90 that exist from the Canadian border down to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So it's and the two fisheries that are really impacted are the red crab fishery and the lobster fishery.
Right.
And those actually have 7 years before they have to move on to some other area if they're fishing in this area. So I'm not advocating either way, but we have to keep it in perspective that we now have, scientists have, a strong desire to understand how these ecosystems are functioning and how they work.
Well, if I could just jump in here, I'm sorry, Mr. Chank, because we are going to speak to a red crab fisherman in just a moment, but I do want to sneak in one more question to you, because I actually understand that you're at a symposium about deep sea corals this very day.
I'm hosting the sixth international symposium on deep sea corals right here in Boston.
Right here in Boston. So what are other researchers at the symposium saying about today's declaration?
It was announced this morning in our opening ceremonies. And I think there's a general agreement that it was a good thing. And I think it's because it means that our public, who's called out for this, and our government is supporting us understanding these ecosystems, these canyons and seamounts, much, much more.
Well, Tim Shank is a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. Mr. Shank, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Well, today's declaration and the impact that it could potentially have on New England fishermen was very much on President Obama's mind. When he made his announcement today, he said that the declaration would help protect fragile ecosystems in the Atlantic Ocean, and that would help make oceans more resilient to climate change.
And this will help fishermen better understand the changes that are taking place that will affect their livelihood. And we're doing it in a way that respects the fishing industry's unique role in New England's economy and history.
So for a response, let's turn to one of those fishermen. He's John Williams. He's president of the Atlantic Red Crab Company, which is based in New Bedford. He's also president of the New England Red Crab Harvesters Association. He's currently out to sea, and he joins us via satellite phone, so there may be a slight delay. But Mr. Williams, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. First of all, you heard that little bit of tape from the president saying that today's creation of the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument would actually be to the benefit of fishermen in the long run. What do you say to that?
I think I'm going to reserve comment on that, to be honest with you. I would prefer that the process went through the public process the way that all other fishing management did. This is not a good day for the fishing industry. It's not a good day for regular fishing industry.
Well, Mr. Williams, your satellite phone is pretty shaky, so I'm going to just repeat a little bit of what I heard you say, that you would have preferred if this process had gone through a public process and not necessarily the use of an executive order. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and that this is a tough day for fishermen, according to you?
Yeah, it's a very tough day for the industry. Very tough day for the industry.
So can you tell me in more detail what impact this is going to have on your company?
Well, I mean, they obviously, as I said before, they gave us 7 years before we leave, so the situation isn't dire, or they wouldn't have given us 7 years before we had to get out. They've referred to the places being, or the monument areas being pristine many, many times. The fishing industry's been active in there for 40 years, so if we can be active in a place for 40 years and still have it pristine, I think that we're fishing in a pretty eco-friendly manner.
Yeah. So again, just to jump in here, because the sat phone is a little bit shaky here. You reminded us that today's declaration gives red crab fishermen 7 years before they have to stop fishing in the area, and that you said that you've already been fishing around there for 40 years and have maintained pristine and healthy stocks. But let me ask you, how healthy are the stocks of red crab right now?
The health is, I mean, they're certainly certified as sustainable. We haven't seen any impact. Every scientist, every stock assessment scientist out there says that there's absolutely no impact on the stock, on what we're, on our fishery. The one comment that I would like to make, because the president didn't make, and, there's no oil, there's no everything, but there were concessions made, and there's going to be cables laid through there for here on out, and they're going to be towing these giant sea plows through this place that weigh over 200 tons right through these coral beds. So somebody isn't telling, they should at least tell we're going to be, it's not going to be, completely untouched area. We're going to be turning this place upside down and laying cables in there still.
Mr. Williams, again, let me just repeat what you said, so I'm sure we heard you right because of the satellite phone that you're on, that you say there were concessions made in the creation of the Marine Monument and that they will be allowing cables to be laid across the monument?
The White House will not comment on it when I ask them, so yes, I would say there's concessions made, so cables will continue to be laid, so sea plows still continue to work in that area, plowing and burying cables into these areas that, I mean, probably the most invasive activity that's out there today is going to be allowed to remain.
Right. Well, so we'll check more on that. But Mr. Williams, before we lose your line here, I just want to ask you kind of a bigger, broader question here. Do you see a way to accomplish two important goals for New England and for the United States at the same time, to preserve these, these wonderful marine ecosystems for science and for the future, both for the future of the country and future for fishermen as well, but also provide a concurrent opportunity for fishermen to make a living?
I do. Go through the public process that we already have 52,000 square miles of protected bottom for coral on the East Coast. And that's gone through the public process that didn't have to go through an executive order. And 52,000 square miles of protected bottom is a lot, but that allowed everybody to participate rather than just a few people in a closed door.
Mm. Well, John Williams is president of the Atlantic Red Crab Company based out of New Bedford. He's currently aboard his boat in the Atlantic Ocean at sea, speaking to us over a satellite phone. Mr. Williams, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you for your time.
Again, the two views there of today's creation of the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument off the coast of Cape Cod. Let us know what you think. Send us a tweet at Radio Boston. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.